Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. We're hearing music from Colorado guitarist Trace Bundy. He doesn't play the guitar the way most people do. He frequently uses both hands on the fretboard, tapping out notes with his fingers to create an intricate mix of melodies and harmony. He also uses multiple capos, clamps on the fretboard that raise the pitch of the strings. His guitar skills have earned him the nickname Acoustic Ninja. Before pursuing a full-time music career, he taught rock and ice climbing and was an adjunct civil engineering professor at University of Colorado Boulder. Trace Bundy performs in Rapid City Saturday evening at the Doll Arts Center, and he joins us on the line. And Trace, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks, man.
Do you get the opportunity to play in Rapid City in the Black Hills area much?
So this will be my first time playing in South Dakota. I've kind of had this goal to play in all 50 states, and there's a few that I'm missing, and South Dakota is one of them. So I'm really excited to add that one to my list.
Yeah, and not that far away.
Yep, not too bad.
Well, in talking about, I'd like to get a little bit of the background of on your playing. What was it that first attracted you to this instrument, to the guitar?
Well, my brother and I, we were actually like literally walking down the street in our town when I was a little kid. I was probably 10 and he was like 15. And we saw this yard sale, and this guy was selling an acoustic guitar, and it was $10. And we're thinking, man, I have $5, and he had $5. So we pooled our money, and we bought this little guitar. And my brother was like really into heavy metal at the time, and we on our way home, we got one of these like guitar magazines that said, you know, like learn how to play these five heavy metal songs. And the first song on the list was One by Metallica. And so that was the first song I ever learned. And I just, even at, you know, age 10 and 11, I kind of had a knack for picking up these songs. And then I, you know, started playing like some old like Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel and these kind of finger-picking songs. And I just loved it. It was just quickly became evident that it was like a passion of mine. And just kept going with it.
And you were, it sounds like you were mostly self-taught?
Yep, never had any lessons or anything.
How do you think that affected the way you play guitar now, that you kind of learned on your own?
You know, it's a good question, because I often wonder if, you know, if I would have had like a really strict like training session type, you know, lessons, if I would be more confined to a box, you know, and where now, like, I never really knew like the correct way to play the guitar in a sense. And so I started experimenting with all these different ways of playing it as if it's a drum or, you know, with both hands up on the fretboard, like you mentioned earlier, and cutting these capos, these clamps up and putting them on the different strings on the guitar. And yeah.
When did you start developing that tapping style of guitar playing?
Well, one thing about me is I'm a really horrible singer. I've got a terrible voice, and I've always felt that way. And so as I like got really into guitar and realized it was a passion, like I was like, well, how can I ever have a career in music if I can't sing? And those are like the voices I was always hearing in my head. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep on trying to experiment, keep on pushing the box. And like, if I can't sing, I might as well get as good as possible on the guitar. And so I think a lot of the techniques I started experimenting with were kind of my way of maybe making up for like the fact that I'll probably never like sing very well.
Now, there are other guitarists that do that as well. Stanley Jordan, for example. Did you know that there were these other guys that were doing the same sort of thing?
You know, when I first started doing it, I thought I had kind of made up a new technique, which is funny because, you know, yeah, now looking back, like I've, you know, there's all these great guitarists, Stanley Jordan, Michael Hedges, kind of a lot of younger people now, and so I just certainly wasn't the first by any means. But at the time, I was sitting on my bed kind of just practicing, and I started playing a simple riff with one hand. And it was like this light bulb moment of like, hey, I'm not even using my other hand. And I remember I reached over and I hit like a bass note on the guitar, and it sounded really cool. And I hit another one, it sounded cool. And then
the third one I hit sounded terrible, so I changed it. You know, and eventually I ended up writing a song. And I tried it out at a little kind of coffee shop concert I was doing. It's probably 14 years ago or something. And I got a standing ovation, and I was like, oh, maybe there's something to this.
So you were encouraged by the way the people reacted to your playing then. That was
exactly, yep.
Now, you mentioned starting out when you were learning the guitar, playing the Metallica songs and learning other people's songs. When did you start composing and writing your own music? Was it the same time that you were, as you mentioned, you were finding you could come up with things by tapping the guitar strings?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, each song that I learned from someone else taught me a new trick or a new technique, and it kind of taught me the rules of music in a sense. And then I started getting really curious about music theory and how can I break those rules of music but still have it sound interesting. And that was kind of around the time I started writing a lot of my own songs. And you know, they started out a little more simple, and then when I got into kind of the tapping stuff and the percussive stuff, that's when I really just, a lot of music started coming out, and made an album called Adapt. And that CD, like some of the videos from it, there's a DVD that comes with it. Some of those kind of went a little bit viral on YouTube, and that's when I started just getting all these like emails from people really around the planet, like, you know, asking if I could come and play in like Taiwan and in London and different places. And that's when I had to quit my day job and go full time.
Were you surprised at first by that reaction when these videos went viral?
Yeah, definitely. And I knew that people around my local community liked my music, but you know, like on the back end of my website, you can kind of tell, like, look at the statistics and tell where hits are coming from. And like, I was getting this huge influx of hits from all these Taiwanese websites. So basically, I think there were like guitar forums, and people kept linking to my videos. This is even before YouTube. So it was like a link to like a direct download, and just all these people from overseas were like downloading these videos, and yeah, it was a huge surprise.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with guitarist Trace Bundy. He's in concert Saturday evening at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. And here's a little bit more of Trace Bundy's music. This is Love Song. Little bit of Trace Bundy playing his composition Love Song. He's performing at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City coming up on Saturday evening. Now, Trace Bundy, we were talking earlier about how you developed your way of playing. You were self-taught and you just kind of saw what you could do with the instrument. I'm wondering if today, now that you've been playing for some time, if you're still trying to push the limits, experiment with the guitar, see what you can do with this instrument?
Yeah, definitely. Every time I write a song, I have this like kind of internal rule that, you know, it has to break some rules of music theory and it has to have some, you know, kind of some innovative way of playing. Like, you know, that if you were to listen to it, it'd be nice and sound good and be interesting. But if you were to open your eyes and watch it, then it would also be something like visually appealing. And so like, even though it's music, that it's an auditory art, I can also consider it like a visual art, you know.
Is that partly because of the unique way that you play the instrument, that it's fun for the audience to see how you're producing these sounds?
Yeah, I think so. Like the song, Love Song, that you were just playing, you know, obviously you can't tell by listening to it, but that whole part of that song, I'm moving capos as I'm playing. So I'll play with kind of one hand, and I'll reach over and quickly move the capo so that it changes the bass line or changes like part of the melody, or even use the capo as a percussive thing. When I like put it back on the guitar, I'll kind of hit it extra hard in rhythm. And so, yeah, there's all these things that that are kind of, you know, people enjoy watching as I play. And then I explain a lot of the things that I'm doing before, you know, sometimes before the song or after. And so people kind of get like the inside loop of kind of what's going on too.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't play the guitar, do you think there'd be another instrument that you would play? It seems like, you know, the guitar is just who you are now.
Yeah, I mean, I can play most stringed instruments okay, but, you know, I can't play any horns or woodwinds. I can't really play piano. You know, I'm okay at percussion, but really the guitar is like, it's just kind of become like a part of me.
That's Colorado guitarist Trace Bundy. He's in concert Saturday evening at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City, and that concert begins at 7 o'clock. And Trace, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and glad to know that you're able to mark South Dakota off on your map of the 50 states.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to coming on Saturday.
Thank you so much. Again, that's Trace Bundy performing at the Dahl Art Center Saturday at 7 o'clock. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We had assistance from Owen DeYoung. Coming up tomorrow, it's Tech Radio with the Computer Guys. That's at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.